ओम शांति। टुडेज मैजिक ऑफ ब्लेसिंग 2nd डिसंबर 2018 ब्लेसिंग। मे यू बी एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ सक्सेस हु डज एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम अमृत वेला टिल नाइट टाइम एक्यूरेटली विद द डिसिप्लिन ऑफ रिमेम्बरेंस। Whatever you do from Amrit Vela till night time, let it be according to the discipline of remembrance and you will achieve success in every action. The greatest success of all is to experience super senses joy as the practical fruit. Constantly continue to move along in the waves of happiness and joy. So you receive this instant fruit and you also receive the fruit in the future. The practical instant fruit of this time is greater than the fruit of your many future births. You do something now and you immediately receive the reward of it. This is called the practical instant fruit. Wake up at Amrit Vela as a discipline, so the image of your memorial are also awoken as the right discipline. People awaken them with so much love. They are non-living images, but yet people awaken them with so much love in their heart. They awaken them, feed them, and also put them to sleep. Because you do all of this with remembrance as a discipline at this time. You eat with the discipline of the right method too. You eat after offering bhog. Do you not? Or do you eat just like that? It isn't that, because you have to feed someone quickly. You don't offer bhog if you have to feed someone before time. Then you must definitely take out a share first. It shouldn't be that you feed someone first and then offer bhog. By eating with the right method, you attain success, you become happy, and you easily have constant remembrance. So, from Amrit Vela till night, whatever actions you perform, perform them with the discipline of remembrance. Only then will you be successful in every action. Success means you will continue to receive the instant and practical fruit of every action. The greatest success of all is to experience super senses joy in the form of instant and practical fruit. You will then constantly continue to move along in the waves of happiness and joy. You first receive instant practical fruit and then the future fruit. The instant and practical fruit of this time is more elevated than the fruit of your future births. If you don't eat the instant and practical fruit now, you will not receive instant fruit throughout the whole cycle. You do something now and you instantly receive the fruit of it. This is known as instant and practical fruit. The fruit you receive in the golden age will also be from this birth, not from another birth. However, whatever fruit you receive now is instant and practical. That is, it is the fruit of the present time. So do not remain deprived of the instant and practical fruit. Always continue to eat the fruit. You enjoy this practical fruit, do you not? Did you ever think you would have such fortune? You never even dreamt that you would receive fruit from God. If something you never even dream of or thought about happens, you experience so much happiness nowadays when people win a lottery that is only temporary. They become so happy, whereas this instant and practical fruit becomes the fruit for the future. So you have this intoxication. Do you not? It is not sometimes less and sometimes more, is it? Constantly continue to fly in a constant and stable stage. Have you learnt how to fly in a second, or does it take you longer? Is your speed so fast that as soon as you have the thought, you reach there? Now we see preparing one's attitude for the day, reminding oneself of the disciplines that are to be followed so that the soul is able to remain free from obstacles. At the confluence age, it is by following the highest code of conduct that you become an elevated soul. You are called Maryada Purushottam. That is, one who is following the highest code of conduct, the easiest way to stay safe from the impure human environment and to remain free from the influence of impure nature, is to be one who is following the highest code of conduct. Those who observe disciplines are always free from hard work. Hard work is only necessary when you step over the line of the code of conduct in your thoughts, in your words, or in your actions. Bab Dada has given you disciplines to follow at every step. If you are moving according to these disciplines, when your life will automatically be elevated. In the early morning hours of nectar, you are aware of the disciplines you have to follow from the early morning until night fall. It is by observing these disciplines that you become an elevated human being. One who is following the highest code of conduct. Your title is Purushottam. That is, one who is the highest amongst human beings. Check and see, is your consciousness elevated? The consciousness of an elevated soul will be elevated. If the consciousness is elevated, then both attitude of mind and the vision will be elevated. The stage will then also be likewise. Do you know what the code of conduct is? The consciousness. each day in the early morning hour, revise your prayers, Baba's task and my task. Make this an essential discipline. Carelessness comes when consider something to be only a direction and you have not yet made it into a personal discipline. Just as going to work is a discipline of life, and so you go, so too any essential task should be made into a personal discipline. From the early morning hours of nectar, revise your discipline, run over them and remember them. What are the specialties of my life? What are the discipline of Brahmin life? Every hour you should check. To what extent have I observed these disciplines? You should carry out such checking at all times and not just at night. Carry away the determined thought from the land of blessing as a special gift. Whatever you do, let there be the determining thought, I must do this. Carry away this gift and remember it always. Let the guard of attention be constantly on duty. The method to become free from carelessness is to pay attention again and again. You think it is an easy path and so there is carelessness, but have a bitter, strong discipline for the self. One path on the path of bhakti, bitter pledges, vows are made. In the same way, it will only be when you take up a bitter discipline that carelessness will be end. Just as Sakar Baba was tireless, so too you should follow the Father firstly in the effort of the self and secondly in your efforts for service. Only then will it be possible for you to change. Do not have the thought, it will happen in the future, but rather, I must do it. I must do it now. Let there be this slogan constantly on your forehead. Then there will be transformation. Acha, Om Shanti.